It seems unlikely to me that Ralph would have given up writing entries in his set of diaries, having done so almost continuously since April 25, 1915. This would have been his sixth diary, and if it existed, it would have covered the remainder of March, all of April, May, June, and most of July 1917, up until he was wounded in action on July 23, 1917. To then die of wounds received 2 days later. The reason for him not continuing with his diary entries is not known. Maybe his commitment to army life did not allow Ralph to make any more entries in his diaries. I personally would like to think that if there was another diary, that it is with Ralph when he was laid to rest in Coxside Military Cemetery. And it is with the greatest honor and respect that Ralph's set of diaries are now being looked after by members of the Kibble family so that his memory will never be forgotten. R.I.P. By Peter Kibble. In Memoriam. From an article inserted in the Taranaki Herald on July 25, 1918 by his loving father, sisters and brothers. In loving remembrance of Ralph Doughty M.C. who died of wounds in France, July 25, 1917. His duty done. Final note, that while on holiday in New Plymouth Ralph's mother and father received a telegram requesting that they travel to Wellington to receive Ralph's military cross, but while traveling his mother had a heart attack and died.